There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We're going to have a great Friday show for you as we head into NFL weekend. Of course, some great games coming up Sunday, Monday. We'll get into all of that and more. So much going on in the world of sports. Of course, baseball. Great game last night. Hard to ask for much more in a NLDS final, right? Game five. And ended in a controversial manner that some think put a damper on it. But we'll get into that as well. And much more. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. And we'll take you into the weekend. Let me bring in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, brother?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm great. I know you got a big weekend ahead of you. I'm excited. I got a big weekend, too.
What you got going on? Where you headed?
Well, tomorrow is my mom's So happy birthday to my mother tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, Mom.
77th birthday. Cheryl Broussard, 77th birthday.
Well, they just had the anniversary, right?
Had the anniversary.
Right,
yeah.
Last weekend,
56th wedding anniversary last Saturday. And so this Saturday's her birthday, and we're going to play Top Golf. You ever played Top Golf?
No, but I've seen it. It looks like it's fun. I've seen your mom swing.
She's pretty good.
Yeah,
I've seen
your mom swing on the
Instagram video, right?
Yeah, we went
a few months ago, and she was better than my father. So I said to my father, I see why you stopped playing golf, because, you know, he's competitive. He couldn't let his wife be better than him
right,
in the sport.
Right, that's funny.
So, so I'm looking forward to that. They've been here for all, you know, last week and a half.
It's good to have them around, man. You didn't see them for almost a year, right, during the pandemic.
I saw them maybe twice, I think, during the pandemic. But, yeah, for the most part, no. So it is good to have them around. But you're going to Vegas, our favorite city.
Our favorite city, that's right. I'm going to make it to Vegas for a few days. Check it out, you know, Lamar. I'll see Lamar.
Can
the
you
MGM.
Save your money, please? I'm starting to worry about you.
Yeah, I know. It's been a rough one.
Tom Brady couldn't even win for you.
He let me down, though. See, that's why you can't count on Tom Brady. He had two touchdowns in his first two drives, and that blankety blank blank didn't get another touchdown.
I think he got a text that Rob Parker had put shekels on him.
Right, and he was like, I'm not letting that dude win on my back.
All right, well, we got a great show, as I said. We got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Tom Crady, and deep in the crates on a Funky Flashback Friday, super producer Rob G in the house, and on the updates, as always on a Friday, our man Steve DeSega. Let's get right to it, Rob. We have the sound of last night's controversial call in the L.A. Dodgers 2-1 win over the San Francisco Giants. Here it is.
0-2. Scherzer to Flores. Just outside. He went around. Strike three. Gabe Morales, the first base umpire. The Dodgers are going to the National League Championship Series.
That was Dodgers radio, Robbie. Even he didn't believe it. You could
tell. That call tells you all you need to know.
Right.
And that you would be like, if you were a Dodger announcer, you could have been a homer and been like, he went. That's it. You know what I mean?
Right.
He said it's a bit outside. He didn't even insinuate or even give you the idea that he went around. And Chris, it was a great game. It takes away from, because you don't want it to end that way, where the talk was about the controversial check swing.
Because
it is. That's all everybody talked about today, rather than the Dodgers winning 2-1 and a really gut check kind of series and game and the edge of your seat. You knew somebody was going to be heartbroken because it was close. It's different if somebody blows somebody out and you know early you're going to lose. Nobody knew what was going to happen, right? Until the very, very end.
Absolutely, man. Edge of your seat. And I'm going to give credit to a few people. Dodgers outfielder,
you know who
the
that
great
was,
Mookie
though.
Betts.
That was Charlie Steiner, you know, who does the Dodger game.
Right.
Chris,
right,
yeah,
right,
that's Charlie
right,
Steiner.
Right. But Mookie Betts, who had a tremendous game, 4-for-4, stolen base, and the run, or one run for the Dodgers.
Right, he scored the first run, right? Yeah.
Here's his quote on the call. I didn't think he went, but I'm not the one who makes the decisions. It is what it is. I give Mookie credit for being honest, because I don't think he went either.
I
think it was obvious that he didn't go.
Do you remember the famous Michael Jordan one, where Michael Jordan, I think it's when he came back, Chris, it was some playoff series where he fouled a guy. He pushed a guy, and they didn't call it. And Michael Jordan said the same exact thing. Like, I fouled him. I don't know what you want me to do. I fouled him. They didn't call it. You know what I mean? Like,
is it my fault? Like,
right. And Mookie Betts is being honest. I don't think he went. I don't think anybody on the field thought he went. I don't think Max Scherzer thought he went. Obviously, Charlie Steiner, the broadcaster, didn't think he went.
And the official said this, the umpire or the referee. Check swings are definitely hard to call. But I don't think that one was particularly hard.
No. That to me was obvious.
Yeah, that was obvious. Now, Gabe Kapler, the Giants manager, I give him credit too. He said it's super tough. Obviously, you don't want a game to end that way. There's no guarantee of success in that at bat, but it's just a tough way to end it. I give him credit because he could have ranted and raved, and he would have been within his rights, Rob, to rant and rave about we got robbed, this and that. It was unfair. This is unbelievable. The league wanted the Dodgers. They're the big, you know, the
right.
big team.
They could have made that statement.
They got the stars. So I give him credit for, you know, being a showing sportsmanship. Let's put it that way.
And I'll say this, because I'm with you. Because it was more like the Giants went 2-for-90 with runners in scoring position. Chris, they had guys on base.
Yep.
The first two innings when the Dodgers were using their relievers instead of their
stuff. They were very fortunate to
they
get out of that.
They were fortunate.
No
you saw that.
They were tagging them.
They were tagging them, hitting balls off the wall. They just couldn't get a big clutch hit. But they easily could have been up 2-0 or 3-0 in those first two innings. They had guys on base.
Right.
They, at one point, and I'm exaggerating, 2-for-90, but at one point I remember seeing the graphic. It said they were 2-for-25 with runners in scoring position.
Unbelievable.
You got to get, you gotta get a couple
Kaplan
of hits.
And I think knew that. I think that probably played a little role in his comment. And, Rob, one thing I didn't like hearing today, Flores probably would have struck out. We don't know.
You don't know
how
that.
How many times do you see a guy you don't expect? How about Bellinger?
Yep.
Who was having a bad year? He's been the hero
all year.
He's been the hero of the postseason for them. So, I you don't know. This dude might have homered. He might have singled in the run. Like, who knows what he would have done?
He could have hit a double and tied the game. So, do you know what I mean? He could have doubled. You don't have to even hit a home. He could have doubled. Yep. Somebody could have misplayed a ball and Mookie Betts lost it in the lights. You just don't know if you make contact. So for people to say, oh, he's going to strike out anyway, I don't know about that.
You can't
I think that
there.
That's wrong.
And I think you got to let it be decided on the field.
Didn't he have two hits? He had one or two hits in the game. I know he had been hitting for them. So I don't believe in that either, that you're going to forecast he was going to strike out anyway.
I think what you need to do, Rob, and nobody wants to see balls and strikes replayed, but I think there should be, I don't know what to call it, common sense clause, whatever. Like, give your officials in New York jurisdiction to use common sense. If at the end of the game, the last few innings, if you want to say 7, 8, 9, whatever, that if there's a play that deserves to be replayed or reviewed, that they have the jurisdiction in New York to say, let's review this. Because I do get what the referee was saying, Morales. That he said it's the toughest call on the field. And he thought he went, but he didn't get to see the replays like we did, right?
Right. But
so I get it in real time. So I think you should – I just think you need to make a law. It's common sense. Just let them. We're not going to be replaying every call, but
we'll be there all night.
Balls and strikes.
No,
but something here, like that. Come on, it's
get that, and it has to be like this, Chris, where you watch it, not replay it like 40 times to make a call. So you have to watch it on video, right, and then make the call. If it's got to be...
Well, I wouldn't say you can only watch
it. No, I'm going to tell you why, because we see this all the time. They do it with stolen bases. Guy steals second base. The fielder holds the glove on him, Chris, and then he comes up for a millisecond off the base,
and they
call him out. That's not what that's for.
That shouldn't even be right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
That.
Like it shouldn't be because
think they should outlaw that rule anyway.
They should.
When your momentum carries you off the base, you got there.
You got it's there over. Before the tag, and he keeps the tag on you, and they call people out and say, look, his spike was off the off the bag like a milli,
Your momentum takes you off the bag to a degree. I just think the answer to that, Rob, is getting rid of that rule because that's ridiculous.
I hate to
see that. It's totally against the spirit of the game. But I just think, I don't know. I wouldn't want to limit it to one look. Because you just want to get it right.
I just don't. But I don't want it. I don't want it to be there for 20 minutes. Is what I'm saying. Like that's the biggest problem I have with replay, is that it should be obvious. And Chris, if it's not obvious when you look at it, it's not obvious. His foot was off the bag. It's obvious. And you just, boom. You don't need to watch it 10 times. If it should be an obvious play.
But sometimes stuff is close.
No, I get it. And I'm not. This wasn't particularly close.
But
I just think that this was a blown call. And it's a shame because I do think it took away from the game. And that's disappointing that the focus was on a check swing after right. we saw a classic nine-inning thriller, 2-1, changes, guys on base, clutch moments. You know, like there was a lot of spots in that game.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Did the check swing call taint what was an otherwise fantastic series and closeout game? And does MLB need to change their rules to make sure nothing like this happens again? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
You blew it!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The next time Rob Parker's on vacation, Scott Shapiro, don't even send me options. I want Rob G. He just said something. I'm not even going to tell y'all what he said. It was blasphemous. But when I get him in the arena again, when I get him in the seat again, oh, I'm punishing him. I'm punishing him, just to let y'all know. All right, we are the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are brought to you by M-Drive. Look, don't let age beat you. Go get M-Drive. It's the supplement for driven men like Rob Parker and myself that supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts your energy. Visit mdriveformen.com. Get 20% off with the promo code ODDCOUPLE. ODDCOUPLE. And don't let age beat you, guys. Go get M-Drive. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Talking about the controversial call that ended last night's NLDS. Dodgers 2, Giants 1. And should the league do something about late game replays? Your turn to win.
All right, let's kick it off with Rob in Spokane, Washington. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Rob?
Hey, what up, Chris? What up, Rob? How y'all doing, man?
Doing great.
We are good, brother. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, man, what a hell of a game last night, but what a hell of a series. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's real baseball. And, you know, I'm a Dodgers dude, and I'm from Southern Cal, but it still ended the game, had a sour taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
Because it was clearly – you just didn't want it to end like that. I wanted the Dodgers to win it for real. But as a umpire for 11 years in USSSA baseball – traveling baseball, I understand and know that the human element is always there, and you can't take it out of the game. That's what makes the game great.
Because no, that's not what makes the game great. That's not what makes
it
great.
Yeah, it is. It is not. What makes –
That made the game great last night?
Listen. It was disappointing. But see, you don't have the experience of being on the field as an umpire. But I do, and that's why I'm telling you, it's what makes me – we're just as
don't
excited
tell me,
to be
you
in those
ain't,
moments.
I get it. You're an umpire, and you know these calls. Don't tell me it makes the game great, the human element. That human element. That's all I'm saying. It don't make the great that one umpire has a different strike zone than another. That don't make it great. The game is great in and of itself. We deal with the human element. We're all fallible human beings that make mistakes.
Well, that's
something you can incorporate, right?
Well,
that makes the game great.
That's what I look at it is nothing's perfect. So you're not going to get every call right. You're not going to get every replay. I watch NFL games every Sunday, and I watch replay, and they still get it wrong. Not all
but
of calls.
But you can improve but, things.
Yeah, but they still, because there's a human element. A human's watching
them. But replay, it does help, Rob.
Yeah, but it does, it's not 100%.
But if we can make it better, we should make it better. Nothing's 100%.
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying it's not 100%.
There'll
still be a call or a spot of a ball, Chris, that's going to be off, and people will be mad about it. So I get it. I understand what you're saying.
Right.
To try to do the best you can.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that we're going to have games with no mistakes. That's not what we're going to have.
I get that.
Sydney in Ohio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sydney?
How's it going, y'all?
What's up,
man?
Hey, Ohio's a big state. Where are you?
Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton. All right. I used to live in Cincinnati.
I lived in Cincinnati.
513. I got
All right.
it.
All right.
Hey, y'all, man, I love y'all show, man. I love what y'all do, man. Y'all get me through the day so much. I just like to say that first.
Appreciate it.
I feel like, as far as baseball concerned, it's been broken for a while, and nobody's fixed it. The gentleman before that called, he said he has umpire experience. Well, I don't have umpire experience, but I got two eyes. And I'm nearsighted, and I'm still seeing this stuff.
Well, we saw that one last night. Chris just read Mookie Betts' quote, and Mookie Betts is on the Dodgers. He has every reason to say, he swung, we won,
and
it's over.
And he's way out.
Right, he's in right
in the
field.
Right.
Mm-mm.
And he's
not. But I don't really get it by now. It's like, okay, we put the replay systems in. Now, human error coming into play on games is so crucial to people's legacies. So crucial to people's last names and the game they went to school for, college for, and they done made it all the way to that 10% that all the kids wish they could make it to, and then it comes down to somebody blinking wrong or somebody maybe leaning some kind of way on a camera, though.
Sydney, I get your point is you're more in the Chris camp about the common sense to decide a game. Like that call. But we don't want every single call to have to.
No.
Where was
but
that?
But do you agree, Rob, that they should? You would have liked to have seen them been able to replay last night.
I did not like the way the game ended. It did mar the game for me. It just did. I'm not saying that the Giants would have won.
Right.
The Dodgers with Scherzer on the mound probably still would have won. Scherzer's a big time strikeout pitcher. He probably could have struck him out, Chris. But it's not automatic. That's why we watch. We've seen home runs with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Don't tell me we haven't seen it. We've seen it.
Absolutely. It's especially in the playoffs.
Yep. Let's
Strange
go to
moments. Yep.
Yeah, we just have. Let's go to Kevin in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kev?
What is going on, my man of science?
What's we up? Good. Did you say man of science?
The man of science. You too.
Yes.
You too, too.
So we're men of science, okay?
Science and life.
I can roll with that.
Go ahead.
All right. So what you got?
Look, in the mortal words of Chris Broussard, man, y'all gotta stop it. Look, man, it's baseball, bro. One of the elements of baseball, the stats they keep up with, is errors. Why we sit there like the umpire got to be the one guy on the field who can't ever be wrong. The dude who threw an error in the third inning might have cost them the game if you look at it that way. Like, part of the game with baseball is there's going to be human error.
Hold on. Keep him on. Don't get him off yet. I want to hear. Why do I keep hearing baseball is human? Isn't human error involved in all the sports, Rob?
Yeah.
Basketball, the back just, off,
yeah,
football,
right,
back,
yeah. Why
is it baseball?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's one of the unwritten, great unwritten rules and wonderful aspects of baseball. That's what I'm hearing from y'all. Stop it. What are you talking about? come on, explain yourself. What do you mean? It's no different than any other sport. I'm just saying, when we have the technology to correct it, correct it.
So where are we going? If we're getting to that point, then I say correct every bit of it, or are you going to run into a situation where we're going to be sitting there arguing what should and should not be corrected? Like I said, pass interference, holding calls, everything. Was that a strike? Was that a ball? How
no,
close
you
to
could.
We found a way to and make it manageable in the other sports.
And we
can
know.
Find a way to make it manageable in baseball.
We you could you could have arguing, you could have holding on every play too. In the NFL and
right,
we'll never
right.
get the game
we get
we'll
it.
Never get the game in right,
right.
I mean,
all right, feisty callers today, but I like it. I like the passion. I shut them down though. I shut two of them down today. Just
you ain't,
with,
you
with
ain't
my logic,
it.
Man of science right, that I am. All right,
is that what you are?
I guess so. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Ben Verlander coming up. We'll get into this with him as well. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We're the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We welcome in our next guest. He's a Fox Sports MLB analyst, host of the Flippin' Bats podcast, Ben Verlander. Ben, welcome to the show.
What up, Ben?
I appreciate it. What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Classic game last night.
Edge of your seat for nine innings, and then that.
Yeah, what were your thoughts on the way it ended?
You know, you're right. It was an instant classic. It was an incredible baseball game. Both teams pitched well and, you know, good defense. And then, you know, this is one of the best rivalries in all of baseball, and they've never played before in the postseason. Of course it goes to Game 5. They're the two best teams in baseball. And then for it to end like that, man, to be honest with you, I was kind of pissed off. Look, I've heard enough of, well, Flores was 0 for 18 against Max. It wasn't going to matter. Look, I don't care. Let him go 0 for 19
yes,
on his own.
Right.
At least give him a chance. And I think, you know, when you look at it, the tendency needs to be on that call, unless it is 100% obvious that first base umpire does not call him out to end the series. And aside from that, it wasn't even 50-50. He absolutely didn't go, and he still called him out, and it ends the series and ends the incredible series. It's not to take anything away from the Dodgers or the Giants. It was a great series on both sides. It's just frustrating to watch it end like that, man.
Even Mookie Betts, who's in right field, says the dude, that wasn't a swing. Like even the Dodgers, you know what I mean? Like, they couldn't even get on board, because they would. Could you imagine if they lost on that? Do you know what I mean? Like, it would
be
like,
an uproar.
What?
Yeah. Even more of an uproar. Ben, what do you think should be done? I mean, I think you institute some type of common sense rule where the people with jurisdiction in New York can look at a call late in the game. You know, not everything. I don't want balls and strikes being called, but look at something like that that affects the game in that way and say, look, let's replay this. I mean, what do you think should be done?
I agree. I think what needs to be done is if the crowd starts booing, the umpires need to open up Twitter, and whatever Twitter says, they just go with that. look, I agree with you. I think by and large, we've come to a point where it's 2021. We have replay. We have cameras everywhere. We need to figure that out. I'm tired of hearing, oh, this was a judgment call. This can't be replayed. Why not? Like, it can. If everyone in the world can see that a certain play was called incorrectly, why not just get it right? I'm 100% on board with just being able to go to New York or wherever it is, and be able to have somebody call in and say, hey, look, we're gonna switch this call. We got it wrong, and let's move on. And I think that needs to be the way it goes, because, you know, stuff like this, where the entire world can watch one replay and say, oh, that's a bad call.
Right. Everybody,
that stuff happening.
No, that is. And everybody was on the same page. There weren't even – people couldn't even, like, well, I think he swung. They were like, no, he didn't swing. Ben, let's ask you about the American League Championship Series. Your brother's team, the Astros, are playing the Boston Red Sox. Is this one of those series? I don't know. Who do fans root for? Is the stink off the Astros? And the other part is, you know, the Red Sox were involved in a cheating scandal, or at least investigation. Are these the two best teams? Are these two teams that you can root for or not?
You know, that's a good question. And one thing I've started to see a little more this year is people talking about the Astros and saying how much they hated them, but they're actually, like, kind of enjoying watching them at this point. But you know, still, by and large, they're the most hated team in baseball.
Yep.
And you're right. The Red Sox were involved in something as well, and they have Cora. But you know, nobody wants to hear about them doing it. It's all about the Astros. I think the Astros are certainly the more hated team here. But I'll tell you, man, they are so good. They have a guy tonight. You know, the game's getting ready to start here in about 30 minutes on Fox. They got a guy here tonight batting in the 7 hole that won the batting title in the American League, and he's batting 7.
Crazy.
That
right.
is just unbelievable. One thing I do think that does hurt them, though, is Lance McCullers is off this roster for the ALCS. He's kind of, when you look at this rotation, it's clearly the weak part of the Astros is their pitching. He was the one guy that you could point to and say, yeah, we know we're going to get a good start from this guy. In the past, they've had guys like my brother and Garrett Cole and Zach right. Greinke that they could turn to, and they know what they're going to get on the mound. They don't have that, and Lance McCullers being out really scares me with this team. And it would if I'm the Astros. And so now these teams are built fairly similar. They're both offensive juggernauts. They both can put up a lot of runs. They both struggle on the pitching side of things. I'm super excited to watch this series. I think it's going to be an offensive explosion.
So, Ben, who do you like to win it and why?
You know his brother wears an Astros uniform.
Well, I mean,
there's
you might be pulling for, but who you think, you know, is the better team?
You know, I think the better team is the Astros. I think their lineup being as deep as it is. And one key point for this series for me is, you know, you have the four guys on the Astros, Altuve, Bregman, Correa, and Gurriel, that have played more games together as four teammates in the postseason than anybody in the history of baseball. And this team as itself has embraced this villain sort of role. So you look at what happened to the Rays, and they go into Fenway, and it looks like they're kind of, you know, Fenway just kind of got to them. And it's one of the best postseason atmospheres of all time being in Fenway. And that's one thing that's not going to get to this Astros team. They love going on the road and being booed and being called cheaters. They live for it now. They've embraced it. They play so well on the road. I think that's a big factor for this team is the experience that they have now being in 5 straight ALCS. Series, which is insane, by the way.
It is insane.
And them being able to embrace being on the road, as well as deep as their lineup is. I like this Astros team. I think they win the series.
How about on the National League side? I mean, we know about the Dodgers. They got their payroll's $100 million more than the Yankees. I call the Dodgers the new evil empire. They're loaded. They got a stacked lineup, roster. You know, they pick up Turner and Scherzer at the trade deadline. All that, and then you have the Atlanta Braves, who are, you know, making another trip to the NLCS. And here's the thing that's crazy: they don't have their best player, Ronald Acuña. What? How are they doing it, Ben? How did they get back here?
Well, you're right. We have the Atlanta Braves here, who the second Ronald Acuña went down, they weren't supposed to be here. They were never supposed to be here. But the truth of it is, to be honest with you, when Ronald Acuña went down, this team was playing 500 baseball. He goes down, and I think the team – look, Acuña is one of the best players in all of baseball, and he's a young stud. But I think when that happened, the world counted them out, and they said, you know what? Let's do something about this. And what they did was they go out and acquire 3 good baseball players to just try – and replicate the production of Ronald Acuña, which is crazy in itself. They go make trades for 3 outfielders just to try and get half of what they get from Ronald Acuña. And then they become a great baseball team. You know, you got guys that you don't know who it's going to come from, whether it's Jock Peterson, who pinch hits and hits 2 bombs in the playoffs,
right,
or
big
their
MVP, time.
Freddie Freeman, or Austin Riley, who's emerged as an MVP candidate. They are so good. They are so exciting. And so is this Dodgers team. But, you know, one thing about this Dodgers team that I think has clearly shown itself to be a factor here is Max Muncy being out. This lineup needs Max Muncy. He's a guy that isn't like the rest of them. He's an on-base machine. He works the count. he does things that everybody else in that lineup can do, but he does it consistently. I think it really showed itself in that Giants series that he wasn't a part of that team. This is going to be a great series, and I know a decision hasn't been made on Muncy. I'd be surprised if he plays, especially in games one or two. But this Braves team has just battled all year long to get where they are. And now they have home field advantage, whether you like it or not. They won 80-some games, and the Dodgers won 106.
Right. The Dodgers were the wild card, yeah.
Exactly. But I'm excited for this series. I really am.
Ben, great stuff, man. We appreciate the knowledge. We'll be talking to you, hopefully, throughout the series.
And tell Justin we said what's up. Is he doing all right? He's ready to come back next year?
Yeah, he's ready to roll, man. I talked to him today, and I'm just really excited that he's happy and healthy, and things are going as planned. So I'm really happy about that. And, of course, I appreciate you guys having me as always and having me back anytime.
All right, Ben, my man. Thanks a lot. That's Ben Verlander, Fox Sports MLB analyst. Check him out on the Flippin' Bats podcast. How about them Cowboys? We get into it next. Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is a funky flashback Friday, as you can tell. DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Tom Crady, bringing out the Dusties. All right, Rob, you've made fun of them, and I have maybe a little bit, for the past quarter century. But the Dallas Cowboys look like they got something going on, Rob. They're 4-1. They're at New England this weekend. Should be a W. They've shown that they can beat good teams. Now, you know, they haven't beaten the best, but they played Tampa Bay tough, lost. Beat the Panthers, who came in high and mighty. And they beat the Chargers. Now, granted, the Chargers had something to do with that because of penalties. But still, they beat the Chargers, who are looking
you're giving a clause and a comma and you got to explain every victory.
I'm just
victory.
Telling the truth. I'm telling the whole thing.
I know, and that's fine. But it tells you about the Cowboys, and it's fine.
So you don't think they're for real?
Nah, not yet. They're 4-1. No, they didn't. The Chargers had 2 touchdowns taken off the board in that game. They did beat.
The human element's part of the game.
No. Okay, thank you. All right. They beat the Giants, who are terrible. The Carolina win, I'll give you that one. Philadelphia's awful. They beat Philadelphia. And they lost to Tampa Bay. So they played fine, Chris. They beat up the teams they should beat on the schedule. But I'm not ready to give them a parade. I've been hearing about the Cowboys for 25 freaking years. Last year, ESPN had the nerve to have them as a team to make it to the Super Bowl. I remember that. And I thought, what? Did you see the defense? Forget about Dak getting hurt. Their defense, Chris, last year, they were not winning a Super Bowl, even if Dak was healthy.
No. Would you agree with that? They were losing.
Right.
Yeah, they were losing with Dak.
Thank you.
Rob, I guess some people didn't watch, but so many people are just, Dak was on an MVP pace. No, he wasn't.
He wasn't.
And then, you know, I like Dak.
Right.
But stop it. They were, 2-3, I think, when he got hurt. And a lot of those yards, if you watch the games, they were yards that came at the end of the game when they're getting blown out.
And the other one, too, Chris, in that 2-3, remember the Falcons choked down that game? You remember that game they gave them?
Yeah.
That was another one of those games that they won. The Falcons were big, and they choked that game down at the end, which was like a colossal choke, if you remember. It was like nobody could even believe that they lost that game. But anyway, my point this year is they've played fine. They have weapons. I just need to see more. 5 games in, 4-1. Sure, you feel good. But we've seen teams play really well early. It just depends on who you're playing, and the NFC is tough. I'm just not there with the Cowboys.
I get, and it's even a part of me, where because of what we've seen for the last 25 years, because there's always something, they're darn near like Kyrie. It's always something, right?
The Cowboys, right.
Yeah, it's always something. And I get all that. So that's in the back of our minds. So we're thinking, I just can't go all in. I can't believe. And I'm not saying they're the best team in the NFC. They're not, I wouldn't say they're the pick right now to get to the Super Bowl. I do, though, Rob, think they're legit. I think you got the Buccaneers, you got the Rams, not in this order necessarily, but the Rams, the Cowboys, the Packers, and maybe the Cardinals. I still want to see more from the Cardinals because they're young. This is a big test for them this weekend at Cleveland. But, you know, the Cowboys, to me, Rob, are in that grouping because they got a very good quarterback in Dak, who I've said is elite, and I feel good about that. The run game is right there at the top of the league. The defense has improved. Trayvon Diggs might be the best cornerback in the league. Micah Parsons, the rookie, is making a huge impact. They're not a top five defense, but the defense is very good. And the fact that they score so many points and with their run game can keep the opposing offense off the field, I think they're fine there. And here's the thing, Rob. Their schedule, if you looked at their schedule, like they could be the one seed, definitely the two seeds in place. We know the teams in the NFC West are going to beat up on each other. Tampa Bay doesn't have a tough schedule, so they'll probably fight Dallas for that one seed. Green Bay, we'll see. They're in a division that's not quite as tough either. But, Rob, the Cowboys, they got the Patriots this weekend. Then the Vikings, Broncos, Falcons. They got the Chiefs. That'll be tough. Raiders, Saints, Washington, Giants, Washington, Arizona, Philadelphia. You see what I'm saying? Like, they could be 13-4. I think that's very possible if they just beat the teams that they need to beat.
Yeah, but the only thing is, when you have teams in your division, I get it. Like, they beat Philadelphia and the Giants at home so far. It ain't always that easy to go on the road, even if they're not that good to play a division rival. Washington, they still have to play twice. We'll see where Washington is, and it's later in the season.
That defense ain't close to what
both of those games, though, Chris, are in December. You know, like, so Washington has some time to get it together. There's a couple games, and we'll wait and see, but I'm not there. All I'm saying is I want to see more. Hit me up after the 11 games.
You ready to call Dak elite?
No, not even close.
How?
I don't think he's elite. I think they started winning when he's throwing less yards.
But
his last couple games, 238, 237, 188. They're winning those games. They're winning those games.
Yeah, but we know he can deliver the big ball when he needs to. He can make plays, Rob. Don't hate.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.